In topic 8, we studied creational discernment. We learned to see the whole person and the whole situation without reducing everything to one issue. Now in topic 9, we study redemptive discernment. Redemptive discernment asks, how does God guide his people through Scripture, the Holy Spirit, prayer, wisdom, and the body of Christ? Creational discernment helps us pay attention to the world God made. Redemptive discernment helps us pay attention to the God who speaks, saves, corrects, comforts, and leads. The Bible is central here. The Holy Spirit does not lead us away from Scripture. The Spirit opens our eyes to God's Word, convicts us of sin, points us to Christ, grows spiritual fruit, and gives wisdom for faithful obedience. Psalm 119 says, "Your Word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path." Psalm 119, 105, Webb. A lamp does not always show the whole road at once. It gives enough light for the next faithful step. That is often how discernment works. Students sometimes want God to reveal the entire future, which job, which ministry, which relationship, which calling, which decision, but God often forms us by teaching us to walk faithfully with the light we have. Redemptive discernment begins with surrender. We ask, what does Scripture clearly teach? What kind of person is the Spirit forming me to become? Is this desire producing the fruit of the Spirit? Is this decision consistent with love, holiness, wisdom, and truth? Have I prayed honestly? Have I listened to wise believers? Am I willing to obey if God corrects me? From an organic human perspective, discernment involves the whole embodied soul. God does not guide only our religious thoughts. He guides our habits, relationships, desires, work, speech, sexuality, money, ministry, rest, and witness. This means redemptive discernment is not fortune-telling. It is not guessing secret codes. It is not baptizing every emotion as God's voice. It is learning to walk with God through Scripture and the Spirit in real life. Sometimes the Spirit confirms, sometimes the Spirit restrains, sometimes the Spirit convicts, sometimes the Spirit comforts, sometimes the Spirit tells us to wait, sometimes the Spirit leads us to repent, sometimes the Spirit gives courage to obey what we already know. Redemptive discernment does not make us proud or impulsive. It makes us humble, prayerful, teachable, and courageous. God is not hiding from his people. He has spoken in Christ, he speaks through Scripture, and he leads by the Holy Spirit. Our calling is to listen, test, surrender, and take the next faithful step.